Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Weekly Romance Podcast. I'm Zoe.
I'm Phoebe.
And I'm Hannah.
And this week we are talking about Tall, Dark, and Lonely, which is by R.L. Matthewson. And yeah, it was my choice to read this book because I really enjoy this book, and so does Phoebe. So we figured it would be a good book.
Why are you laughing
I
already?
I just realized that they can't see that I'm nodding.
Oh,
don't stop it.
I didn't stop anything. Don't worry.
Okay, so we'll just jump right into the synopsis. So it's a little, the book starts with a prologue. So it's back in time. And Ephraim, he was born.
I just have to comment. Your pronunciation is fantastic because I had no idea how to say that word.
Yeah. I say Ephraim.
His name is spelled Ephraim, so it's kind of an interesting name. So the pronunciation, I'm sorry to the author for pronouncing it wrong, but that's how I'm going to choose to pronounce it.
No, I think you got it spot on.
Yeah, I think yours sounds right.
So anyway, he was born immortal, but they didn't quite realize what he was because he came out looking like kind of like a boy and he never grew up. And then all of a sudden he did. And so it starts with him being immortal, and then it goes on from there. Eventually, you get to meet Madison, who is the female heroine, whatever you want to call her. And she is...
Main character.
Yeah. And she is the daughter of a woman named Candy, who's kind of crazy.
What's her real name again? Emma?
Emma, yeah. And so she's the oldest daughter of this woman, and it's kind of her relationship with her siblings, and then she meets Ephraim at the grandmother's house. It's kind of a lot of characters all in the beginning.
A lot of characters and a lot of stories.
Yeah. And so it's just basically how Ephraim and Madison are meant to be together throughout the whole book a little bit.
Yeah, that was a good synopsis. I sat down to write the synopsis for this, and I was like, oh boy.
Yeah, it's
where
a hard book
do
to...
I start and where do I finish? And what's in the middle?
I think, like, you say there are a lot of characters, and there are a lot of characters, but there are certain characters that, like, she focuses on, and then she lets the other ones fade into the background, so they're not, it's not as overwhelming as, like...
Yeah.
They aren't main characters that you have to keep track of. They're like, oh, that's her brother, that's her sister.
Yeah. It's just a lot of characters to try to explain in a synopsis.
Yeah.
So. But...
A lot, yeah. It's, yeah. Sorry.
So well put,
it's,
Hannah.
You know, it's been a long day already. I've got my tea here, so.
I know, we're moving into warmer weather, so I think I might have to switch to iced tea.
Fair enough.
Anybody's first impressions?
All right, I'll go first, okay? I really liked the prologue, because it was really interesting. And I'll get into this later, but I thought the prologue was setting up a bit of a different book than it turned out to be. You're looking at me with questioning eyes, Phoebe,
yes.
And we'll discuss this throughout. But I thought the prologue was really interesting because it set up his character and it really gave you a reason to be invested in the story because you knew that you were going to be finding this character way down the line of wherever they were. So, because it starts in, like, the 1800s or 1700s, I can't remember.
I think it's
either 1700s or 1800s. It starts there, and then it moves to, like, 2010. Or was it 2000? Either way.
Stop trying to be specific.
I'm so sorry. Anyway, so you knew that it was...
1819.
Thank you. 1819. So you knew that it was going to be...
2009.
I was so close.
But the copyright for 2010.
I win.
If you look in the book,
it says,
Rascal, New Hampshire, 2009.
Yeah, so it tells you later on. But I thought the prologue was really interesting. I thought the first paragraph, like the first real paragraph with Madison, was very confusing at first. Because I was like, where is she moving from? Who the hell is she? Who are these other people that we're talking about? Because there were a lot of characters thrown in at once and a lot of personalities and a lot of family history told very quickly.
I guess I didn't have that problem. Because I've read a lot of books that start very similarly, that it's just like kind of throws you in and then gives you the details as you move on. So I didn't have an issue with that. But I also liked the prologue because it gave you right away the sense of family that he had with his brother. And I thought that was really important because it keeps coming up in the book. So I really like that.
I like the prologue, but I mean, I've read this before too, and I don't read the prologue again. I'm like, I know that he's a vampire, and then I move on. Like, I don't, I don't need to read it again. Like, I understand, it does a good job of setting it up for, like, the first time. But when I'm reading again, I'm like, oh, screw this, I'm gonna move on.
I understand what you mean that you don't necessarily need it, but when I reread the book, I do read it.
It would have been a super confusing book without the prologue.
Well, if you think about it, like, the first Arjuna book.
Arjuna.
Okay, whatever. I pronounce everything wrong. That's a French word, and I didn't learn French.
Yeah, Ethereum.
So, I learned Spanish. But, I think that they do a fine job of, like leading you into the fact that she's a vampire.
But that's a whole different story and storytelling.
It could have been totally done. And the book is kind of long, so if you cut out the prologue, maybe you'll get to, like, the other stuff quicker.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I agree with
you. I think you kind of need the prologue because you need his history behind certain actions that he has. Like, his showering things and his thing with his brother and all of those.
The shackles and.
Yeah, so that you know where he's coming from. It gives you a backstory on him and why he acts the way that he does. So, I don't think the book could have been as effective without the prologue.
I agree 100%.
I'm not gonna, like, I'm not actually trying to argue.
Are you sure?
I'm so sure.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't, like, a firm argument. Yeah. I was like, whatever, like, I don't read
We'll talk about the hole that you went down last night in Googling later.
Oh my god. Let's not talk about that.
So, Phoebe, you feel like the beginning was nice, but not important.
Yeah, like, whatever, to me. But
so why did you keep reading, then?
Well, what you do, like, it was like, oh my god, like.
No, what Phoebe does is Phoebe skims and reads every 10th word.
That's not true!
She reads the dialogue.
I read, you're so funny. No, I read, like, some of the detail. When I write things, I like to put in a lot of detail. When I'm, like, doing my creative writing stuff. But it's, when you read it, it's like, oh, this is not necessary. Like, when I read my stuff over, I'm like, I should never have described
it. I do agree that there's
the size of his shoe and the color and the laces that it had on it. Like, it doesn't need it.
I do agree that there was a bit too much detail, which might have added to the length. But we'll get into that part later. But besides the prologue, any other first impressions you had before we move on?
No, I like historical novels, so I kind of thought that it was going to be a little bit later, still in the past.
Can I just say, though, I was like, Zoe and Phoebe told me to read this book. I hate historical romances. Why would they do this to me? And then I got to the first chapter and was like, oh, it's in 2009. So it's not historical.
I mean, I love historical. I read a lot of them. But I get what you mean. I don't know. I like the book a lot. I think it sets up a lot of the conflicts kind of right away. Like, you understand the money issues, you understand the issues with the mom, you understand all of these kinds of things and why the characters are the way that they are kind of right in the beginning, which I appreciate, because then it lets you get to know the characters at the beginning and you're not guessing as to why they're doing things.
Yeah, I agree with you on that at least you know that, like, why they're making their decisions and stuff, because there are some books where all of a sudden they'll be like, oh, I've never told anyone this in my entire life. And then they'll just, like, throw a random thing out. And it's like, you've never even heard them, like, in their thought process, never read about it. And then all of a sudden they're bringing up in some conversation with the love interest. Why are you laughing?
I'm just laughing because I think it's funny.
What? What do you think is funny?
No, because I thought about that book that we read that we hated by Sarah Dessen, that new one. And I was like, you know that one where she, like, all of a sudden is drinking? And we were like, what is she doing?
Oh,
like,
my God,
she's,
yeah,
like, always talking about how she never drinks and she's not into drinking. And then all of a sudden she's, like, drunk.
Yeah, I hated that. Because it was so not with the character.
Yeah.
There's
really
the dog.
Get her.
All right, get up and get her. Anyway, so then I guess that's all with the first impressions. yes, on to what we liked about this book. I can start. I liked the different concept of the, like, the vampire style. So I'm really used to, Phoebe and I were talking about the Argenoux books earlier, I'm really used to that style of immortal and that way of, like, explaining how they became what they are, like the Atlantis story, blah, blah, blah. So I'm really used to that. So it was nice to see a different type of vampire book with a different type of beginning, even though it was still the same. It's the dog again. It's the same immortal style versus vampire, which I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like some vampire books have a common thread. Like, most vampire books have the thread of that they don't actually feed off of people, that they have, like, blood banks, or that they have, you know, whatever.
That they eat garlic, that they're not soulless.
Those kinds of things.
But you I hear agree, that? It was, vampires. They're just like us.
But it is different from other vampire books that I've read. And it's also different from other, like, supernatural type of books that I've read, or paranormal books that I've read, because it isn't fully about
Phoebe let the dog in. But anyway, yeah.
It's not fully about the paranormal aspect of it. But it has a lot to do with family.
This had less to do with family than a lot of the other, like, paranormal style books that I've read.
Well, it's the way they set it up, because they said that his mom cheated on his father.
Which I wish that we had gotten back to that in some ways.
Oh, Madison's dad?
No. Madison's dad is dead.
Ephraim's parents.
Because it sounds like he knows, based on when he was talking, it sounded like he knows now what the deal is.
I don't think so.
And it's, well, at least the way I read it, maybe I'm wrong. Prove me wrong. You know that meme that's like, I think this, try to prove me wrong.
Oh, the guy sitting at the table?
Yeah, with the coffee and it's the poster, yeah.
No, I've never seen that.
I'll have to show you later.
I don't know, I think he must have known because it couldn't have been his father.
Yeah.
Like, he knew that because his father was normal.
Yeah, and I feel like if he hadn't caught up with his mother at some point, he never would have known that, because he would still go on assuming, like, there must have been something else.
I'm not positive that
No, she didn't. She's still alive. She can't die.
I'm not positive that his mother, that he met with his mother. He doesn't talk about her.
Yeah.
But I think
clear.
But after, I mean, he's been alive for hundreds of years. He must have figured it out. He's not stupid.
Yeah. I mean, he got that, like, symbol.
Tattooed
on him,
yeah.
That means, like, he had to have known what was going on.
There's a lot of holes as I continue to go further into this book, and that's something that I know is, like, all on me. Like, you're not supposed to, like, dig so deep that you poke holes in every single little bit of the story.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like it was relatively easy to poke holes in this one.
In certain parts, I can see that.
Yeah, like, I still don't understand, really, like, why he's different than other vampires and, like, how that came to be.
It was the human and the vampire together.
I understand. But he said his mother was a pite.
No,
she got turned
his
into
father
one.
Was a pite.
But how was his father? It still didn't make much sense.
His mother was a human. That is for sure.
That's for sure. I agree with Phoebe.
Yes. And then she was still pregnant,
turned her.
And pite
is like half, I thought it was half human, half vampire.
I don't think so.
Or maybe some bloodline.
I think it's a bloodline thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Well, it doesn't really matter, because the point isn't that he's, like, how to be a pipe. It's that he is one.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Anyway, anybody else want to... Yeah, things that they liked.
I liked how he was always there, that he, like, stood up for her and was there, even when she was saying, I hate you, I don't want to be with you. He was still like, no, you're just upset right now, and I understand it. I'll give you space, and then when you're ready, we can be together. Because I know in the end that that's really what you want, and it is. So I like that he didn't have a struggle with that.
Yeah. I like the, well, this is kind of a spoiler, but she gets pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I talked about that in another podcast. It's a huge thing to, like, have a baby with someone. And, like, that connection is, like, really important with you for the rest of the child's life. So, like, the idea of them being together, and I know they're, like, soulmates.
Wish that would have been a little bit more.
Okay, you know what? Anyway. It reminded me of Twilight. You know how his, like, her blood sings to him?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is that, like, modern day, like, that. Like, less, you know,
yeah,
cringy YA.
I wish there would have been some, I know I'm going to things that we didn't like.
You keep doing
that. I know, I keep jumping ahead. I'm sorry. I'll go back to what I liked. I thought the character development was really strong. Like, you really knew each character and their responses to things. Yeah. Especially Chris. Chris was a great character.
So funny.
Yeah, the humor was really good in this book.
Yeah, it wasn't all, like, doom and gloom.
They were all so witty. I felt like I wish I'd been able to come up with half the responses that they can. She writes for them in real life.
Yeah.
I feel that. You know, Megan Quinn does that too. That she's, read a couple books by her. Yeah,
The dialogue is really strong.
Yeah. Which, if the dialogue's strong, the book's going to be better. Because I'll admit, sometimes, when I am getting bored with what the thoughts in, like, the character's head, like, I'll skip ahead to dialogue.
Yeah, because like, it's much easier to read dialogue. It moves the story along.
Like, I think part of the reason why this book was so long is there was a lot of head stuff. Like, a lot of thinking.
It wasn't in their head.
I didn't.
It was third person limited.
No,
I didn't have any issues with the length of the book. I know you two say that it's long. I had no issues with the length of the book. I feel like there are certain things, yes, that she could have cut out because she didn't mention them again. Like, there were certain bits of information that were extraneous. But I don't feel like the length of the book was an issue for me.
Well, here's the thing. There are, like, three different storylines happening in the book.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the book long. It's not that I didn't enjoy the book.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it was kind of, and it's, I hate when they split up books that are the same story into multiple books. I don't like that either. So I feel like instead of making it one book, like, her and, I don't want to say his name. So, Freya, her and him, and then, like, Chris's book, or, like,
Yeah, she was setting up too many things in one book.
Yeah, so she could have made it, like, Ephraim's book and then Chris's book in that same book. Like, you could have worked it out that it would have been like that.
Yeah.
Like a two-parter?
I mean, I feel like...
No.
Because the book is
within one book.
Because the book is the first book for two series.
Yes.
It gets a little bit confusing. I completely understand what you mean.
But it's not that I didn't like it, because I read a lot of long books.
Wait, before we move on, we're talking about things that we didn't like as much. Is there anything that we want to add to what we liked?
I mean, I really like the book. I keep going back and rereading it. So.
Yeah, I do too. This time I read it, I was like, are these things that I just, like, ignored before, or I just, like, didn't think about at all?
Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah, but I mean, there are definitely things that I obviously like about the book because I keep coming back to it. So,
all right, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back with the rest of the podcast. Welcome back to the Weekly Romance. So we just finished up our discussion on what we loved, and now we're going to move on to what we didn't like so much / what we hated.
I hate that you say hated. I don't hate anything.
That's why I started with what we don't like so much, and then I did and hate it because I knew it would bother you.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
I'm with Phoebe. There's nothing I hated that I felt so strongly about in this book. That
well,
like,
Phoebe's saying in general, she never hates anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very strong emotion.
There are certain books where honestly I can't finish it because I just don't like it at all. Like this.
I mean, yeah,
so I guess those are books that I hate. But books that I read all the way through, typically I don't hate anything in them.
Yeah.
Oh, I ride the struggle bus. Even if I, like, even if I'm really not liking...
Hannah, don't it's not ride the struggle bus. It's I'm on the struggle bus. So you don't use ride it? No.
Oh, good God. Okay.
I hope you haven't been using
it. Oh, I actually use it in a professional paper. No, I'm just kidding.
I believe you.
You could be struggle busing through something.
Yeah. But you don't ride the struggle bus.
I thought you rode the struggle
bus. You can be on the struggle bus.
Or like, struggle busing.
I'm going to put that up to the comment section. If you think that it's ride the struggle bus, please email our email at theweeklyromance@gmail.com. Please email me and stand by me in these trying times. Anyway, what were we talking about before you did that to me?
Why didn't you say
I just
stick with
it? Why was I on the struggle bus?
You just stick with it.
Oh, yeah. I stick with a book because I want to give it a second chance. Like,
I
always feel guilty if I don't finish it.
Oh, I have no qualms.
Like, when we started that other book, that Christina Lauren book.
Did you finish it?
No. But I felt so guilty that I didn't.
I start a lot of books, and then I'll always give it, like, 3 or 4 chapters. Like, I won't just read the first chapter and call it quits. But I quit a lot of books purely because I'm just not interested or I don't like the way that the writing style is or something like that. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I didn't have any major issues with this book. I love this book. I've reread it multiple times.
So this is you. You with this book is like Phoebe with The Hating Game.
I guess so.
Okay. The only problem I have, there were just some inaccuracies, okay? It was
Phoebe
just a little.
Texted me. Last night, and I believe it was 11:30.
Well,
saying,
okay, wait. Let me just air my thought process. So I read that she was 23, and I was like, huh, seems kind of young to be teaching. And then I'm like, wait, because in New York, that's where we live, you need a master's or be getting your master's while you're teaching.
To be in a public school.
Yes. And this was a public school in New Hampshire. So I was like, do they need a master's to be teaching? And then I thought, okay, fine. Like, I looked it up, and they don't need a master's. And then I was like, how did the grandma get her the job without her being there to interview or giving the grandma her resume? Because her grandma said, oh, you've got this job, and she was like, thank you. Like, she was surprised.
Okay, but that's the second point I'll concede. But the first point is just, like, go with it a little bit.
But also, like, Phoebe, did you not realize that a BA was a bachelor's of art?
No. She didn't even say BA.
She did at one point.
Okay, but also, if we're going to...
I said BA in my text to
you. Oh!
But also, if we're gonna have... If this book has vampires in it, I think we have to excuse some of the other things. Because we're accepting the fact that there are vampires.
Well,
in my daily life, accept the fact that there are vampires that walk amongst us.
Vampires can exist in the modern world, right? That's the play here.
Yeah.
That vampires are here, but it's still in the same realm as everything else. So, in real world... Yeah. Times,
I mean, but I honestly don't expect all of the facts in a book to be accurate unless they're stating, like, statistics of some sort, if I'm
honest. I know. It was just that one, I was like, well, me strolling up to a job that I didn't even interview for and I'm working with young children.
Yeah, that's a little
I'll give you that.
But it was fine, like, it doesn't change my opinion on the book. I just thought it was so funny that she was like, just like, thank you so much.
Yeah.
For getting me this job.
Thank you, Grandma, who I haven't seen since I was 2.
Yeah.
Another thing that I loved, she talked about, she like called her grandma, but even when she was writing grandma, it did sound awkward. Which I thought was like normal if you're going to be calling someone you've never met grandma, which I was like, little detail that I really appreciate. So, something that I liked.
Power to her. Okay. Why is Madison so special to Ephraim? That is my biggest question. Like, with Arginos, you have the life mate thing, and it's like,
I don't think
it makes sense. But what is this? Okay. Why is her blood so special to him?
No, I really just think it's like one of those things where I don't think she's like, his life mate. I don't think that the plan was her to be his life mate. I think it's just that, like, you know, it's like Twilight.
Yeah, that there's just something special about her. I didn't feel the need for that to be explained.
And me neither. I feel like
I would have liked it to be.
I don't know. I didn't need that detail.
I don't think so either. I think it's just like
that. He was just like, she smells good.
Yeah, okay, like
I'll take it.
I mean, like
that I guess I'm demanding. Again. Is this another Twilight fanfic that like
no
went off the rails?
No.
It's not Fifty Shades.
Imagine no.
Our next podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
Ew.
Yeah, no, that's not it.
I have two.
I've read them.
No, thank you. I have not read them, and I don't plan on reading them.
No, but I skipped over, like, all that stuff. Because half the time, it's just gross. Anyway. I don't think that needs to be explained. Like, it's, like, whatever.
All right.
Hannah. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to keep that to myself, then.
Okay.
But we already discussed that it was, I thought it was way too long.
Okay.
Because of the stories.
I think if that's the way that she chose to write the book, that it was the beginning of a of two series, it had to be pretty long. But I can understand what you and Phoebe mean by it being too long, because there was a way to make it that it was just one book instead of two.
Like, I think...
So if you take it as two books.
Right. Yeah. So I think the plot arced, like, three times. And I think that, like, I love this book, and I really enjoy it because of a lot of the things that I said before, but I really do think that she could have made, like, this part, like, the part about Pites, like, just about Madison, and then the other part about Chris, so that could have been a sentinel book. So then, also, don't read it. Don't read the second book in this series, because in the sentinel series, it's so bad. Chris is so terrible. And it really hurt my feelings because he completely changed. And if you go, like, take my advice, don't read it. But if you really are interested, look in the comment section and look at all the reviews, because they're all bad. Okay?
So if you don't listen to Phoebe, listen to someone else who reviewed it.
Seriously. But anyway, so yeah. I think it was long enough to be, like, what she made it, which is two different.
Yeah.
Starts.
I mean, but I also concede that it could have been shortened, even though it is, like, two books in one. Because there are some details that I guess could have been, like, whatever, it's not that important. Like,
yeah, next.
Like, I'm not sure that the storyline about the girl being abused by the football player...
Oh, yeah.
...was strictly necessary.
Oh, yes!
Like, that wasn't really 100%.
I think that was just to show you that Chris was a good guy.
And so was Ever. Like, I get it. I get why it was put in, but it wasn't necessary, like, to the book.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
Yeah, there are definitely, like, clips or, like, scenes that could have been removed just for length. Because in a lot of the things, like, honestly, they didn't move the plot along that much. And they, personally, a couple of things made me frustrated.
Yeah, I understand.
Like, I got frustrated a couple of times by, like, Madison, in that she was, like, all over the place. She was very flip-floppity, like a pancake.
Well, I think that's also the way she was raised. She's, like, kind of battling herself.
Yeah.
In the book. So that was the point. It was, like, she's battling between the person that, like, she thinks she, like, wants to be, like, this... Yeah. Essentially, like, man-hater kind of thing that her mother has made her into, because...
Yeah.
Like, her mother was... all over men, so then she was kind of trying to repel that and, like, go the complete opposite.
Yeah, to be the opposite of her mother.
And I think the book is about finding herself the in-between, and she has to kind of pancake if she's gonna try and find...
But I guess this goes back to our discussion last week about whether or not you put yourself into the character's shoes. I did this last week, too. I did literally the same thing last week.
Yourself in their shoes.
In their shoes.
Yeah.
And I guess it just bothered me especially because I don't flip-flop at all. Like, if I make a decision, I am going for what I've decided on.
Which is, I mean, but she kind of did too. That she was like, okay, I'm going to be a teacher. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. She like, all of her traits throughout the book stayed consistent. Mm.
I agree that they
stayed
consistent.
So the fact that some of her choices weren't exactly...
Like, I thought she was very flip-floppity with Ephraim. that, like, all of a sudden she was, like, all over him, and then she was like, I can't.
I think she didn't know how to handle it. That she wasn't used to anybody really loving her.
Yes, that's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah, so because nobody, she wasn't used to somebody loving her, I understand her hesitance towards it, because she didn't know how to act with him, or if that love that he said he had for her was permanent in a way that she wanted it to be.
It's right, fair hard. Enough. Like, I mean, trauma, Hannah.
Yeah.
So, I guess I've never been traumatized, so I guess I really wouldn't know.
I'm not saying that I've been traumatized like that. Oh, well, actually, like
you've
that.
Traumatized me, Phoebe.
Right. I'm not saying that I've been traumatized like that, but it's understandable that someone in that position could not understand, like, what he wants from her.
Right? Yeah.
Very fair enough.
Hannah's trying to complain, and we're like, no!
Literally, yeah. I've been forced down off my ledge for every complaint. Yeah, I still hold them within you. Myself. No, but, no. You've done a great job.
I mean,
trying.
It's hard because Phoebe and I really like the book and we don't have that many issues with it in the same way that you do. But, yeah.
Okay. Moving on to the writing style. I thought the writing style was pretty good. I thought it was, like, well-done third-person narration and that there was a seamless transition between when it was her perspective versus his perspective.
I love dual point of view. I love it.
Yeah.
In this way, it was dual. Even though it's kind of weird because it's dual perspective, but it's each time it's dual perspective, third person limited. So you get to see, like, them from the outside, but also, like,
from their side of the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their side of the outside. Can we coin that?
Yeah. I mean, I really liked it. I've read other books by this author also. And
are they third person limited? I don't think so, right? I think they're first person. First person?
I think it might be first person.
Well, what
about... I think it is. I think it is.
I think Perfection is, right?
I think so. Don't quote us on that, but I think it
is. I think they have, like, Trevor at the top of the chapter, so I think it is first person. Trevor or Zoe. Yeah.
I think so.
You know what? I read a book recently, and the chapters were flip-flopping between it being first person from her perspective, but then third person limited from his perspective, which I thought was really interesting, because it really showed you that it was her story and not his, even though you got to see what he was thinking as well. I still don't know. Well, you got to see his perspective of things, not his thinking.
It's very... Well, I guess they must have not... You know, they probably could have done that with the book we just read last week.
The Hating Game?
Yeah, because if you didn't see his... If you didn't hear his thoughts, then you could have had dual perspective. But it must be very hard to write something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must take a lot of practice. I found it generally kind of confusing, though, which is why I like it when it's more consistent throughout the book. Like, at least give me one type of perspective. I love a dual perspective, but give me one type.
No, I agree.
Yeah, that is...
If it's going to be third person, be third person. If it's going to be whatever it is, just stay...
Yeah, and I'm still making up my mind. I liked the book, but I'm still making up my mind whether or not I liked that part of it. But anyway, back to this book. I felt like this is, again, just me, because I didn't like this book as much as you guys did, but I felt like parts of it were disjointed in that I felt like some time had passed, but you didn't really know, or like there was no time that had passed. I felt like it was a bit of an interesting...
That's the one thing.
I can see what you mean about that for sure, that there are definitely times where it's like, is this a week? Is this the next day? Like, a little bit confusing as to when it was. I can see it.
Like, well, it'll start, and then it'll, like... Yeah, that whole leaving thing was very confusing.
No, he was like, I'm leaving, but I'll be back.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoyed it, because he was like, all right, move over, I'm sleeping here. I thought that was so cute.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I thought it was adorable.
Adorable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I really enjoyed that. But I think that there were some times where she would, like, keep you guessing, but then, like, the next paragraph, I swear that she said, like, oh, it's been 2 weeks. So then you, like, when you jumped in, you didn't really know, but then she told you.
Yeah. You just had to wait for it.
Yeah. It was like you'd start the sentence and you'd be like, where am I?
Yeah.
And then it would be like, in the past month I've barely seen him. You know, like one of those kind of things.
Yeah, so I felt like she did. I mean,
I just thought it could have been
a little bit confusing, but I think she made up for it when she told you it's been a month.
Fair enough.
But I liked the writing style. Although, at times, it was a little detailed, but, I mean, I think that's her.
Time in the character's heads. Even though it's, like, third person, it's still, like, a lot of, like, inside time. I don't know. Makes sense.
I just think, like, sometimes, you know. But I really enjoyed the book. I like the writing style. I think it's kind of like when you look at someone, right? Like, I was trying to, like, think about a way to say it. But when you look at someone, you can see what they're saying. Like, you know, the eye, like, thing? Like, you can tell by eye expression and you can tell by
your facial expression.
Like, I felt like she did a good job of explaining it without having to.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
That you get information by body language and other things.
Yeah. And her syntax, which is kind of weird to, like, bring this up in a romance novel, but the syntax
I felt...
Yeah, are
you an AP Lang right now? Like, what?
AP Lit, actually. No, I'm kidding. But the syntax helped you understand what she was trying to get across to.
I mean, I like the fact that it's paranormal, but it's not... I didn't feel like it was so paranormal that it was completely...
that was the dog.
I didn't feel like it was, like, so paranormal that it was like, okay, what kind of world are we living in right now? I felt like it was applicable enough to the real world that it wasn't, like, crazy out there.
Yeah.
And I appreciated that.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. I think that's all for writing style, right?
Yep.
So now we move on to our ratings and recommendations.
Yeah.
So I gave it 4 cups of tea because I'm a loser.
Well, I mean, you had different, you like different things in books than maybe Phoebe or I do. Obviously, I gave it 5. I've read it probably, like, 4 or 5 times, honestly.
Me too.
At this point, I really like it. And obviously, there's something about it that makes me keep wanting to read it. So, that's a good indicator.
You, Phoebe, you also 5?
Obviously, 5 cups of, I was going to say, like, blood red.
Blood red
pomegranate tea.
Okay, it's not as a pomegranate modifier.
Have you the TikTok song that it's like, I've gotten used to drinking blood? Like, they changed the lyrics.
I do not know what you're referring
Renee would... our other sister would totally know what I'm talking about.
I'm sure she would, but I do not.
I'll have to think of the song. Just give me a second.
Anyway, if you like... paranormal, vampire style / immortal style. The Argenaud series is fantastic. Recommend that. There are, like, I believe it's 30 of them now?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I really do think so.
There's a lot of them, either way.
I think there's 30. They're great.
If you want another book by the same author, it's not paranormal, but I think that they're really well written, and it's the Neighbor from Hell series that she also writes.
Love those.
Wait, and, what are the titles of those?
I know the second one is Perfection because that's my favorite one of them.
Oh, because I think I've seen them floating around Goodreads before.
Yeah, it's really good.
They're really good. I really enjoy them.
Oh, now the Daisies. I'm like,
no more singing. We don't have the rights.
No, but it's changed.
I know what you're talking about.
Wait, what's that part that goes... kind of gotten used
I was getting
kind of used to be drinking blood or something, it says in the TikTok version.
Oh my god, so funny.
It would be funny because it's vampires.
Okay,
what are the suggestions that I put on there? Oh, so there's this series that I like by Kristen Ashley, and it's like kind of way more paranormal, but they're really, really good. I love them. And it's Fantasyland, the Fantasyland series by Kristen Ashley. My favorite one is the third one, which is Fantastical, I think. Really good. Oh my god. I've
Did
read
you
that
say
like
Fantastical? Are we in the early 2010s?
No, that's the name of the book.
Oh, I thought you were saying the series is fantastical, and I was like, what year have we been transported to?
What's wrong with saying fantastical? Everything. It's fantastical is fantastical. but no, they're really good, and they're a similar length, but they, I don't know, I just really love them. It's like a thing where there are like two different worlds. There's like one that's like our world, and then there's another one that's an alternate world. It's really good.
This sounds like a book that only Phoebe would read.
Excuse you!
Phoebe, like, stop looking at my screen.
Kristen Ashley is like one of my favorites.
Sounds like a lot of plot that I honestly don't think I would be able to get through.
So good. Oh my god, huge plot twist, too.
You want to move on to your other
suggestion? Last recommendation?
Oh, so when I was looking for recommendations for this book, it came up in one of the bottom ones, and I was like, you know what? Like, yeah, this book is really good. So Feral Sins by Suzanne Wright is really good.
It is a really good book. I really enjoyed that book.
And I read it first, and I recommended Zoe, and she also liked it, and we both liked this book, so.
Yeah.
It's
like, really good.
It's a Maybe werewolf. That
up, it is werewolf.
Yeah.
You didn't even recommend the My Commander series?
Oh, so I was thinking about it, and then I was like, My Commander
Those
is kind of different.
Fit into this same
category.
Yeah,
that's Shifter.
They're paranormal because they're Shifter, but they're not quite the same.
It's like, I mean, the Fantasyland series also has the soulmate idea, and so does Feral Sins, but I feel like it's in a different way than My Commander. It's not like you're drawn to your soulmate. It's like, oh, I stumbled onto them.
Fair enough. All right. If you have any questions or suggestions for what we should read next, please email us at theweeklyromance@gmail.com. We would love that. Also, go to our blog, which is, Phoebe, you know
the theweeklyromance.home.blog.
I think that's all we need to tell you. Thank you for joining us.
Stay well in this time of crisis.
Yep. And we'll be back next week, hopefully, with another good book.